I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time now for a look at the week in sports. Tony, I'm handing you the reins.
I guess I better grab them then.
Absolutely. So we've got steroids in track and field, steroids in baseball. What is going on?
Well, Farai, for better or for worse, the authorities are out to get those who use steroids and make an example of them. Now, yesterday, Marion Jones was officially stripped of her 5 Olympic medals. And today, several more names, this time in baseball, are being dropped in connection with alleged steroid use. That is the big topic on today's Sports Bloggers Roundtable, so let's hear what our guys have got to say about it. Greg Lee is with us. He's the online sports editor of the Boston Globe. Also with us, D. Will of the blog Sports on My Mind. Gentlemen, nice to have you.
How you doing?
Yeah, good. Hey, how are you, Tony?
I'm doing better than Marion Jones, that's for sure. The fall from grace for her was punctuated yesterday by the IOC's official decision to take away all 5 of her medals from the 2000 Games and its decision to ban her participation next year at the Games in China. Now, the IOC president saying, quote, she's disqualified and scrapped from the results. So, Greg, given what you understand about the athletes' mentality and their competitive drive, should we have sympathy for her? I mean, she lied, she cried, she got caught.
Well, obviously, at the time when she was, took the drugs, she wanted to win. She had some goals in her life. She wanted to, gain 5 medals at the Olympics. She proclaimed that before then. So she, decided to take those drugs. And she knew, going in, she was a grown woman. She decided to make those choices, and you have to live with those consequences of your actions. She made a lot of, bad choices, even off the track, personally in her personal life, which probably led her to, influence her to take these substances. But at the same time, she's a grown person, and for her, I don't really feel any sympathy for her because she had willingly known that she'd taken these drugs, but yet she lied, and she lied to the point where she became broke because she spent a lot of money on her attorneys to pay for her to defend her honor. In reality, she lied the whole time, so now she's wasted all her money that she earned under the guise of using steroids, and now she don't have any money because she tried to defend something that she really shouldn't have been defending in the first place.
So, D. Will, it looks like the trickle-down, though, is going to cost Jones's medal-winning teammates in the relay as well. Is that fair to them?
Unfortunately, it is. I think that one of the other relay members has been implicated in steroid usage or performance-enhancing drug use. And the other teammates, it only takes one bad apple to ruin the cart. And in this case, unfortunately, that's what the deal is.
Exactly.
All right, moving on. The names are already rolling out in the steroid investigation headed by former Senator George Mitchell. What's not clear, D. Will, I'll come back to you first, is how and whether these athletes, any of them, are likely to get what, let's call it the Barry Bonds treatment.
Actually, no, they probably won't. It's being set up as far as the press is concerned as we speak, in the manner in how this is going to be discussed. And in relative to Barry Bonds, I think the distinction they're going to make is that Bonds is on trial for perjury. None of these other players are on trial for perjury. Therefore, there's a clear distinction between his actions and their actions, at least at the moment. And I do believe that there's a precedent set when Jose Guillen was given a 15-day suspension. I think that's going to be the punishment for most of the players if they were said to have used when the official steroids performance-enhancing drugs policy was set with testing. The thing that incurs my wrath, at least, is that Faye Vincent in 1991 had a set policy with steroids and PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. Even though there was no testing, there was an official policy.
Okay.
In 1997, Bud Selig reiterated that policy and, as a matter of fact, had that policy posted in every Major League Baseball clubhouse. And all of a sudden, everyone seems to have forgotten that.
Well, let me ask you, Greg, because there is a suggestion that the use of steroids was so pervasive in baseball during this period that people are beginning to call it the steroid era and suggesting that those who eventually will go into the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. we've already heard the names of, Pettit and Clemens, for example, mm-hmm. and Bonds as well, that it will somehow taint their going into the hall. Not an asterisk, but it will taint it nonetheless. Do you believe that?
I believe their whole holiday, because baseball is a game of numbers. It's, you know, it's unlike any other sport, football or basketball. It's not about, you know, it's more like more about championships in those sports. But in baseball, everyone looks at the standard of records. And yes, a lot of these players have set a lot of records under, you know, taking drugs and of that sort. But let's remember, everyone is guilty of this. Remember 1994, they had the baseball strike, and it really hurt, you know, the baseball really hard. So when in 1998, when Mark McGwire and Sosa were hitting those home runs, it was like bringing back people back to the game. And in that time, Major League Baseball knew what was going on, but they wanted to make sure not to lose their base. They really lost their base in 1994. So from 1994 on, you know, we started seeing an explosion of home runs. And coincidentally, it was a time when, you know, a lot of players started to use steroids, but baseball kept its mouth shut because they didn't want to lose that base they had in 1994. So yes, it will be looked at as a steroid era. It will be looked at as a tainted era, but at the same time, baseball knew what it was doing.
One last thing on this, quickly, before we move to another topic. Marion Jones, banned for 2 years, facing possible jail. Michael Vick, banned, already jailed. Barry Bonds, facing trial, could be jailed. Can these athletes compete again, or are their careers kaput now?
Marion Jones, definitely, because of the career span of a track and field runner.
Yeah.
Michael Vick, perhaps. It all depends on whether he's going to be given a chance.
Yeah.
It already appears that Roger Goodell is actually considering not extending his suspension beyond his jail time or prison time. Barry Bonds, he apparently is going to fight to the death, his perjury charge. Mm-hmm. And so Bonds, if he can play physically, he will play.
Yes. I totally agree with those three statements. I totally agree with those.
All right. Let's move on to a happier topic, gentlemen, shall we?
Yes.
So the good news for a change. Larry Whiteside, a pioneering African-American sports writer at the Boston Globe who died this summer, is going where few folks get to go. It's just been announced that he is being enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame, which is quite an honor. Now, Greg, as head of the National Association of Black Journalists Sports Task Force, that's a mouthful, but
yeah.
Your organization honors pioneering black sports journalists every year, but Whiteside, he was kind of special, wasn't he?
Yeah, Larry was a hero to a lot of us. He was a guardian angel for us all. Not only he was a pioneer, he was one of the few black reporters covering baseball. He was he's a great reporter, great writer. But he's also a pioneer in terms of getting us all into the business. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Larry. He had started the famous Blacklist, where he went around to ballparks, and every time he met a black reporter, he would come up to them and give them a number and put them on the list, so that sports editors around the country know that there are qualified African-American sports reporters out there. I never forget, there's a story that Mike Wilbon, the columnist at the Washington Post, said. He said he walked in 1979. He was in Old Comiskey Park in Chicago's press box, and he's an intern of 1979, and his brother with a gap-toothed smile comes over and says, "Young man, I'm Larry Whiteside. Who are you?" I told him I was a Washington Post intern, still in school at Northwestern. He took a piece of paper out of the inside of his breast pocket of his jacket and said, "Your number." And it was number 37. And that's what Larry Whiteside did during his career, and shepherding not only black journalists, but young journalists everywhere that he ran across. He was that guiding light for people.
Do either of you know whether or not he is the first African American who is going to be inducted into the sports into the Hall of Fame?
Well, as a daily newspaper report, he would be the first. There was actually two others: Sam Lacy from the Baltimore African American. And I forgot the other the guy. There's another one who worked in the Pittsburgh Post Courier.
Mm-hmm.
I keep forgetting his name, but actually, he'd be the third one.
He'd be the third one. So, D. Will, you're a blogger. Would you blog about this? Have you blogged about this? And if you haven't, why haven't you?
I haven't gotten to Larry Whiteside yet. Actually, I didn't really know Larry Whiteside at all, even though at 17 years ago, I was actually at the Washington Post myself. And didn't know who Larry Whiteside was even then. Okay, so with all the socio-political sports news going on right now, I haven't had an opportunity to, but I will definitely add a little requiem for Larry Whiteside.
Right, that's what the black sports bloggers are supposed to do, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
There was another topic I wanted to get to with you, Greg Lee, but we'll have to put it off until the next time we get together. That's why everybody in Boston seems to be winning right now, football. Baseball, basketball. We'll talk about that later, though. Greg Lee, online sports editor for the Boston Globe. D. Will, writing for the blog Sports on My Mind. Guys, thank you very much.
You take care.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Tony Cox.